Bom dia a todos. Obrigado por aguardarem. Sejam
Good
bem-vindos.
morning, everyone. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to our conference call to announce the results of the first quarter of 2022. A few housekeeping messages before we get started. This conference call is being recorded and has simultaneous translation into English. If you want to listen to the audio in English, please click on interpretation on the bottom menu of your screen. You're going to see the slides in Portuguese throughout the conference call. If you want to see the slides in English, access it at our investor relations website at the address that you can see here. After the presentation, we are going to start the questions and answer session. If you want to ask the questions during the presentation, you can send them in writing by clicking on the Q&A button at the bottom menu of your screen. You can also ask your questions by audio only in Portuguese. You can ask a question by clicking on the raise hand button. Today with us, we have Ullisses Assis, CEO of BB Seguridade, and Rafael Sperendio, CFO and IRO. Now, I would like to give the floor to Ullisses, who's going to start the presentation. Ulysses, please.
Thank you, Felipe. Good morning, everyone. It's a great pleasure to be here to talk about our performance in Q1 2022. And our result makes us very happy with our performance and shows a lot about the resilience of our company. And we've been seeing it since last year in our more recent conference calls. And we were hoping for the company to change its performance level this year because of constant growth that we are having in our operational results year after year, and also as a result of our net investment income coming back to historical levels as we used to have until 2017 with a two-digit interest rate. So we have the net investment income and operational results at completely different levels, which make our performance more robust. And despite the loss ratio in our rural insurance, we got to 1.2 billion in the first half, a 21% growth as compared to the first quarter last year. In addition to our net investment income, as you can see here, 232 million. This is above everything that was reported throughout the year of 2021. And we are the happiest because we are building very solid performance, and especially we are building our future performance, because when we analyze collection, pension, premium bonds, our growth is very robust and sustainable in terms of sale. For example, insurance, we have issued 2.8 billion in premiums, 19% higher than we had in the first quarter last year. In pension plans, we have reached 11 billion BRL in contributions, 21% higher than last year. In premium bonds, we are recovering our leadership in the premium bond market in Brazil with 1.4 billion in collections, 25% higher than last year. These are numbers that make us very excited in terms of building more and more solid results in the short and in the long term. Another highlight ever since I joined the company is our strategy of partnerships, and the main channel has always been, is, and will be Banco do Brasil, and we really favor that channel. But we are talking about our wish to explore other sales channels, and we got to 112 million BRL in insurance premiums written, accounting for 4% of our total premiums issued. It's still a small number, but we are very, very happy with that, which demonstrates that our channel diversification strategy is working. We went from zero partnerships in the middle of last year to six partnerships that we have operating, which already accounts for 4% of our total premiums written. And in the medium and long term, we hope that this share will increase more and more as a percentage of our revenues. Now I'm going to talk about something that has helped us greatly, and also to explain it to you, considering the scenario and what we are seeing in terms of open finance and open insurance that is advancing very fast, and also in terms of to leverage our sales both inside and outside the banking channel, we are evolving our trajectory of technological and digital transformation. You can see the chart of sales through the digital share has been growing quarter over quarter. In terms of quantity, we have reached Q1 22 with 13% share, and we want this total to grow. The share of digital is a consequence of it. We want to favor all alternatives so that the bank network will sell more. It's not just the share of the pie, but we want the whole pie to grow. Now, when we compare digital numbers with themselves, we see a 30% of products sold through the digital sales channel in more than we had in Q1 21. So this is not just related to more products. We have a simpler sales process, but we've also been investing in analytical models, and we are investing in a number of business supported by the analytic structure. So it's much more than we did last year. So in one quarter, we had the same performance as we had for the whole half of the year last year. Now, when we think in terms of IT, in March 2021, we had 10%. In July, the first time, I talked to you about a roadmap of the deliverables until the end of the year, and 15% of the products already in compliance with a new logic of distribution in all channels. In March, we got to 40% of the products. And in April, now we already have 48%. So almost half of our products. So we have fulfilled half of our roadmap. We have invested 93 million BRL in the first quarter, which is 22% higher than Q1 21. But our investment this year to deliver 100% of our digital transformation, and we are going to exceed half a billion BRL. So we are going to see a strong acceleration of this process so that we can realize the roadmap before the end of the year. Before I give it over to Rafael for numbers, I would like to talk about the diversification of our distribution model. We have come to 112 million BRL in terms of written premiums, and in terms of credit life insurance and rural insurance accounting for 4% of our premiums of credit life insurance was through partners, especially our partners, Banco do Brasil. We want to diversify strategy, and 8% of rural insurance sold outside the banking channel, and here focusing very much on unfunded areas. So we want to advance where the bank network doesn't get to. In December 21, we had two operational partnerships, and we got to March 22 with six partnerships. And I had promised late last year that our objective would be to get to 10 new partnerships operating before the end of this year. And we are moving fast towards meeting that goal. And we hope that we will be able to do that even before the timing we've promised to you. So we are seeing new channels in each one of our companies, Brasil Prev, Brasil Seg, Brasil Cap, and also in dental, and also in cyclic. We have a department, we have destructured a department here at the holding through BB Brokerage House so that we can integrate all the strategies, because sometimes a partner that we prospect in one channel on one of the companies, we need to complement with the other company. So this is a strategy that we are taking very seriously, and then we are trying to have a seamless process that is integrated to the entire company. There are two new negotiations with specialized partners for wholesale sales, and we are signing the contract, and we want to advance. This is a gap that we still have in terms of distribution, and we want to advance fast also in wholesales, because we believe that we can significantly increase our sales. So once again, when we look at numbers and we look at the whole, these are small numbers, 112 million, but we started from scratch, and this strategy is going to continue because we do believe that in a few quarters and years, these new channels may play a very significant role in terms of percentages of the total sales of the company. Now I'm going to give the conference over to Rafael to talk about the numbers and our results, and then I'll be available for the Q&A session.
Thank you, Ullisses. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Starting on slide number six, talking about our net income. So it grew, it totaled to, it grew 21% as compared to last year, and we had a contribution of the operational results, but more intensely even of the investment income. So investment income has been getting better with higher loss ratios, as you're going to see next. But the investment income now has a share that, in our understanding, is more appropriate as a share of our total performance, accounting for 21%. A few factors that have affected it: the higher Selic rate, increase in volume, and also a more active work that we've been doing. We've been reducing our exposure to pre, increasing our exposure to post-fixed, which is almost 60% of our portfolio that today is marked to market. And this led to a benefit when we see the aggregate results of all of our companies, of course, respecting all the restrictions that we have in terms of having more flexibility to increase our exposure to post-fixed. But globally speaking, so our post-exposure has increased significantly, which has a significant impact on our financial income. And then you can see the interest rate curve. We have reduced not just the pre-exposure, but not just when you see the breakdown, it's much smaller than what we had in the first quarter last year. And this led to a slightly negative or not so negative marking to market. So the effect that you all know, which is a temporary mismatch between assets and liabilities of our traditional pension plans. Today, that effect was much lower than last year, almost half of that, 52 million of positive impact this year as compared to 100 million last year. And we always bring the concept of normalized net income, which is only noise because the total result is zero. If we discounted that effect, our net income would be 1.1 with a 29% growth. On the next page, you can see an analysis of the net income variation year on year, breaking it down through its many components. And we can see here that the main drivers for the growth is number one, the Brasilseg retained earned premiums. And here there's a very strong contribution of stock products. And so in numbers, we have one-fourth of sales through the current period and three-quarters of sales that were done in past periods. And so here at Brasilseg, we are seeing the result of all this effort and this growth that we have noted over the past few years, in addition to a very strong growth that we have seen this year. And the main highlight is rural, commercial, and business lines. So in terms of the net investment income, I have explained to you the main results year on year, and then revenue from brokerage is also an important factor that has contributed to the growth. but the explanation I have here for earned premiums added to a recovery that is very robust that we have in the pension segment and also in savings, in premium bonds. So in Brazil Prev, we have 21 million increase as compared to our result. So in terms of the assets under management that have increased and an increase of 2 basis points and the basic rate when we look at year on year. And this is a reflex of our strategy of diversification, increasing our exposure to multi-markets and also our products that add. So adding all these effects, then we would be talking about a growth of 45% year on year. So the idea here, on the other hand, so half of this growth was taken up by the higher loss ratio. So all of this in the beginning of the presentation, focusing very much on the rural segment. Even though this is a recurring effect, regardless of climate events, severity, and the intensity of those events, but they are usually repeated every 2 years. When we look at the chart on the right-hand top chart, so here we, you can see here crop insurance, if we compare this year and last year. So even this year was much lower than what we saw in the market as a whole in terms of loss ratio. So this shows how our underwriting policy is very maturity and robust for crop insurance and a competitive advantage that we have of diversification of this risk, both in terms of geography and type of crop. So this made it possible for us to have a loss ratio that was almost half of what the market had as a whole. On the right hand at the bottom, you can see claims reported per crop cycle 2021 in million BRL. So these events were concentrated almost everything towards the end of the cycle, which was a benefit for last year, but ended up affecting the beginning of this year. However, it is very clear here that the peak was in January, and from then on, there is a falling trend, which is quite consistent. In April, this number is even smaller than it was in March, and now we are hoping that no such events will occur from now to the end of the year. And this is one of the reasons that we are going to mention further ahead in the presentation on whether expectation of more significant growth in the company's operational result in future quarters. On the next slide, here you can see the main highlights per operation. So insurance, it grew 19% in premiums year on year. So rural insurance, that grew 45% year on year. And then a home is a product that we still have huge potential to explore in the bank, grew 31%, commercial lines and other reformulated products with huge potential for us to explore. In terms of companies as a whole, with a 14% growth, a very robust performance, 2 digits for most of our business lines, except for the drop of credit life with a shrinking of 11.4%. And this is a consequence of our overall scenario with higher rates. And this is an environment where it's more difficult for us to sell credit life insurance. So at the bottom on the left, we have our main indicators for insurance. There is a drop in combined ratio. So there is higher loss ratio in crop and rural insurance. So there is an increase in terms of life and credit life, which will be better if we compare year on year. After the second quarter, commission rates had a drop, a slight drop explained by
the performance of credit life insurance. So this shrinking does not make the company eligible to receive performance bonds and to receive these performance bonds. And that's why this is affected by commission rates. And in April, the performance both in life and credit life was much healthier than what we saw in the first half of the year. Overall, in admin expenses has dropped by 2 points. And the main reason for that are lower contribution for the stability for rural insurance. And this is very much affected by the agricultural industry. In terms of net investment income, we had a high of 135% year on year. This is very much in line with everything that I have said. In terms of rate, we have a quite significant post-exposure. And lastly, increase in premiums earned as part of the net income. They more than offset the higher loss ratio, making it possible for the company's net income to grow 7% as compared to the first quarter of 2021. Now, moving to pension. Here you can see an increase in contributions of 21% year on year. So total volume of 13 billion BRL, the number of redemptions, even though we had this high as compared to the first quarter last year, it demonstrates a reduction of 30 basis points as compared to what we saw in Q4 21, remembering that this rate is always annualized. In April, we saw an even more positive trend, even though we're seeing a quite strong increase in gross inflows. It dropped by 15 million BRL in Q1. As a reminder, in the first quarter, we had a one-off event of a customer that died, and the reserves were reversed almost in total. To his beneficiaries, a reserve of 444 million BRL. If it weren't for this non-recurring event, this one-off, it would be practically zero rather than negative by 475 million BRL, which is the full amount. And in terms of reserves, it grew 5% year on year. The multi-market